film here, just following the locks of Teruvos. Since the Ches of Aleph starts off the sugya of Kfelo. Gemon Chulin, that's Tanik Zayin on Aleph. So in the question on the sugya of Kfelo, the two main shailas. One question is, when exactly is a Kfelo Nemon? What's the tier is being Nemon over here? So the Goyin, it's Kohen Hei, is Mesadavei, clearly the fourth and sheet is over here. Either case that he is a Kfelo Baki, or it's Kfelo and Mesif with Hutumoy, or the case that he is a Kfelo or Mesif Hutumoy. Well, the Rambam sheet in neither one, four sheetahs. A second main question is to give Kfelo, is when's the case he's being Neman? When's being Neman over here? Again, the Prim Gorm says that's right, so four sheetahs over here. You see, it's either Shishim and the case of a Kfelo, it's either Shishim or Kfelo, or the Sigh is Dafka Kfelo, you don't have Kfelo, it's Semichopan Shishim, or Dafka Shishim, Navan Shito, and the Kfelo come and tell you that you have Shishim. Four different questions over here, two different questions, four sheetahs in each one. Halach l'maisa, the Mo'en Zof, l'maisa, we're not semich on the Kfelo b'zman hazeh. There's no, not much of a nafka mino. And even for Bnei Sfar, the Ben Ishchai, the Kad Chaim, they come along a paskin, like the Bnei Ashkenaz, we're not semich upon the Kfelo b'zman hazeh. Maybe you have to move, but the Abiyamim wants to be semich upon it. Otherwise, we're not semich upon the Kfelo. Hagam the Isha Shach, a right that's true by a Goy. What about by Yisrael? He wants that even by Yisrael, we're semich upon the Kfelo by tasting something. They do point out, first of all, it's Ketruva brings down the Cholkim upon the Shach. But the Shach himself, in Simen Tzadik Vav, says the only Semich upon it could he have it. Which the Achronim explained, what does that mean? That means if the Yid tasted it, and it tasted not Fleishiks, and then after they got mixed inside, and after it got mixed inside with this Milchik, then it could be Semich upon it. Come on, that Shach to the Kimto. And still those who want to argue in this case. Not that common, this Halakha. However, there is one case, practically, it's coming up in 9 days. Mishavu brings down for Prima Godim that if you want to know if you can eat something that might be Fleishiks during the 9 days, go taste it. If a Kfelo V'Yisrael says, don't taste Fleishiks, during the 9 days, no problem. And guys, we're not Semich upon the Sugya Kfelo, but during the 9 days, if someone says not Fleishiks, there's no reason to be Machmer. The Mishavu says a Kfelo V'Yisrael is Semich upon. But it's halakha. Before the 9 days, I assume he means. He doesn't say that, but I assume he means. Could we depend upon the sugya of Tima, next sugya? So this is the main thing. Come on to the Paiskim, again, practically the main sugya, Alok Lamaisa, sugya of Tima, side point, the Taz over here, a Piska Tshuva, a Prima Godim, about tasting something. Now the case that Kimda they're discussing over here is something that's a Sopik Isser. You're not sure if it's Osir or not. You really have to take a step back first, and let's say you know something is for sure Osir. Everyone knows any chazer or even esed raisa. Even chatzishir is osir min atayro. But can you go to chazer and lick it and taste it? Is there any isser tasting chazer? Tasting it. So the Rivash and Shuvah that the Prim Gonim Ba'os brings down in Reish Peches, the Kamlung discusses the who are the series of sugyas. The Gemara Brachas Daf Yedalit discusses by Tzoyim, by Tainus. The Gemara says that you can isser achila, yet to ima tasting something is mutter. Sounds like when something can be also atachilo, a tasting mice is mutter. Atashini, the shol of the Rivash is kfeilo. We see clearly not that way. We're asking a person to go taste it. We say to go give it to a guy and not to Yisrael. So you see the idea of tasting Isser, the mice is or even Isser, you cannot do that. So in fact, the shol of the Rivash, are you allowed to taste Isser? If the Gemara Brachas of Yudal says, the mice you can, by the case of a tainus, Atashini, of the sugyo by us, by kfeilo, that you cannot. So Rivash answers, first time he wants to say, Be'etzim, tasting Isser is mutter. 100% mutter. You're allowed to. Kfela is different. Why is it different? Then you need a chila gemura. Chila gemura. To get the full taste of it, just tasting with your tongue, with your mouth, is not good. You have to chew it, you have to swallow it. Have the full taste. But tasting Isser, Natarya, tasting Chazal, might say it's mutter. No problem. He goes on further, the Rivash says, Shnu de chika loy mushaninon. That's a doichik. He says, the emes is the truth is not so. Tasting Isser, you're even Isser. You cannot taste Isser. Either Sugya and Brocha is by the case of a Tzoyim, of a Tainus. The Kamlung wants to answer that Tzoyim is mighty different. We have a Kabbalah upon ourselves, Achilo, and not Ti'imo. That means again, the Yavosh has two Tirotsim. Either Be'etzim is saying Ti'imo of Achazer is Mutter, except Kfela is different than Achila Gemura. Or if I get Ti'imo Be'etzim is Osir, except by Miyuchel, by Tzoyim, will be Mekel, because we're not Kabbalah upon ourselves, the Isser of Ti'imo. So first, Maskono of the Rivash, what does he come out with? Negate the Sugya Kfelo. To get the taste, Nafmir during the 9 days, to go see something as Fleishiks, Do you have to swallow it? Again, you start off in the beginning that they had nila chila gemuro and be'etim timas mutter. He switches and says, no, I'm not going to answer that. You're shnir the chukalay mushaninon. And we tell you the truth, be'etim timas also. But does he keep his havamino, the concept, but might he have to swallow it? Or not? So the Prima Gun over here brings down, it says, you either, while she says, to get the full face, you have to swallow it. At the end of the day, he says, the Kvela has to swallow it. Agam is his first chance to have Mino, but that concept still stays around. Stays around. Come on, the Yad Yehud, and says, read the Rivash inside. Shnur de Chikaloi Mashinin, and that's not the Emes. The Emes is the Maisa Vakert. Tima is Osir, and the case of Tzim is different. And therefore, the Sigur of Kvela, what to go do? Not for tasting. Taste with your tongue in your mouth, chew it, spit it out, no problem. Machlokes, what is the maskana of the Rivash negate the Sigur of Kvela? Most poskim seem to go with the Yad Yehuda that Ti'ima itself is enough for Kfeilo. They point out that before she's going that way in Siman Kukhes and Sefei, but we're discussing is the Issa Ti'ima. He says, how do you know this Issa Ti'ima? He says, for the Sugya Kfeilo. Now, Kfeilo means you have to chew and swallow. There's no right from the Sugya of Kfeilo. And most poskim want about the Shulchan, the Lord knows that Sefer, he might say, Pasalof, Maisha Lakula. The locus for Kfeilo is Dafka with your mouth, Ti'ima, and not the Chila Gemura. Again, that's going to be the case in the 9 days. Now, halach lemaisa in the gate to Ima, we have two mahalchim again the Rivash. Come along the Ramah, the Siman Kukhes Sefei, he passes on halach lemaisa, he says it's also. Like Ramah. And he writes in the Ramah, Rivash Resh Pechas. Hagam in the Sugya over there discussing the Sugya of Stam Yain or Yain Esach, the Rivash and Shuva discussing Uli Surum, and therefore the Shach, unless it came on the page, say it's Lav Dafka, Yain or Yain Esach, Uli Surum is Issa Timo. He passes on lemaisa, there's Issa Timo. Now that we have an Issa Timo, tasting something, where's the source for the Isser? Why is it also for it? So the show in the Rivash wants to say, maybe it's Kain Chatishir. Said the Rivash, no, not Chatishir. It's Dindu Rabbonon. It's the Rabbonon. The Pashas, how the way explains the Rivash, is Shema Yovah Ochle. Eating it is Deraiso. If you taste something, it puts it inside your mouth, you end up swallowing it. Therefore, Shema Yovah Ochle. And therefore, the reason why we even Isser Rabbonon, Tima, you might come to go eat it. But Gamli Rivash said the second reason, might be Nichla Sugya of Reichel, but Maisa Taz does bring down that Tzvoro. But the Ikh of the Pesukim says that the Issa of Timo is Shema Yovah Ochle. You might come to go eat it. So again, we have this halacha that Timo is Osir in Issa de Rabbonon, Shema Yovah Ochle. Now, the Olam saw the Taz, and the Taz is very clear the two ways of tasting something, one with your tongue and one with your mouth. Your tongue or your mouth, your palate, you chew it. Where is this Issa Timo by the case of we're passing this also by case of the Reichel? Speaks out the Prim Gun over here again, brings down the Rivash, says either one is ulcer. Tima is always ulcer, whether it's your tongue or with your palate, mice, everything is ulcer, except, says the Taz, where else? One case. Case of Itzayim. He says, look up the Allah and Sim talk of Samach Zayin, or Samach Zayin. Coming with the Taz over there, and he says that of this Meduyak, that by Itzayim, the Gemara saying Tima and mice is Motor. The Machlokes are placed in Rishonim, it's telling me that Zayin is Yochid. Or Tainus Tzibur. That means by, we just had Shvosu B'Tamnus, is the Gemara discussing by Shvosu B'Tamnus, that Timo is Motor, or talking about Tainus Yochid. Come on, the Ramol Mais is Machmer. It's only over Tainus Yochid, and Timo is also by Tainus Tzibur. But it says the Taz, you read the Ramol slowly, he's only answering it when it's in your mouth. With your tongue, the Mais is Motor. Tongue, the Mais is Motor. Then it comes out, negate the Yisurim Deraiso, or the Yisurim, Timo is also, whether with your tongue or not, then the negate that sign with your tongue lamaisa it's mutter. And therefore, Kireger, in top of Samach Zayin, brings down the Taz Allah lamaisa. The Mishpur even goes a step further, and he wants a taino. Let's say you want to taste something to pursue this mitzvah, even inside your mouth, it can be makel, and Samach on the Rishonim, they say the Loch is even my tiny tzibur. So again, it comes out Allah lamaisa, negate that sign, the Pashav also betamah, you want to taste something to pursue this mitzvah. Mishpur says you can't even inside your mouth. With your tongue lamaisa, be mutter even outside your mouth. You can ask a question, if so, can you on a Yitzayim take a lollipop and lick it? Do the whole entire fast. Tongue mice a Timo is mutter. The Horash was the Thomas, coin the Taz. Can you lick a lollipop the whole entire fast? So of course, not in Yom Kippur, in the Minoy, but Tishwa, we can't. The mice are white, and everyone runs around and have lollipops and taste it. So before you, this has to be a Poshup shot in the Taz was saying, discussing tasting it when you do not want to have the nourishment. If someone is licking the lollipop, he wants the nourishment, that's what you're having the whole lollipop for, that's the etzim is achilo. I mean, the whole yisrael of the Taz to be makel is when I'm not coming to eat. if you plan to eat everything outside your body with your tongue, they're still eating. They're still a pool of eating. You did away with your tongue. So who are the side of the taz daf when you're doing mitzvah ti'imo shabai, not mitzvah the sugya v'achilo. So again, the first chelik niger to the locha atimo by an isid deraisa, the ma'isa we paskin is isid timo, the isid timo is gedir abodam shem yovah achloi. Second chelik now. By an isir deraisa, that's a sofik. What's the loch in that case? That's the taz over here, that's the tshuva, that's the discussing. Really the taz. The taz is coming from the mechaber in the simim and bay, discussing when you have a moro that's attached to the kovet. The moro is the gallbladder that's very bitter. If you ever went to shlachtos, they separate a green piece from the liver. They always put it on the side and they throw it out into the garbage. Nothing to do with it. It's very bitter. The loch in hilchos trefes is, if you have a hole in the gallbladder, it's a trefel. If you're missing the gallbladder, the moro, so there's a shayla among the Rishonim, the Goinim. The Maisa were choishes for the Hag and the Goinim Shito, that the loch is that missing the gallbladder is a trefel. So you have this animal in front of you, you're not sure if it's missing the gallbladder or not. Kamalang the Mechaber says very simple. Since it has a very vile, a very bad taste to it, to go over to the kovet, which the liver was attached to it, and go lick the kovet. If it has a terrible taste to it, that means it's not a trefel. It's a seder. If it does not have a terrible taste, we'll choshe it a trefer, and everything you licked was osir. So we see, you'll let it go lick something that might be osir. To megalav is osir or not. Come on, Mataz, it says, we see clear halacha, that something that's a sophic isidraisa, so we're not sure, this gallbladder over here, go taste it with your tongue. If lemais is vile, say it. If it's not, you taste the isir, but you want megalav, if the thing is trefer or not, no problem. So the Taz you say over here, we see the concept that Sofik ben Isdra Bonon, but Isdraiso will be Mekel. Asad Hasheni, the Piskachuva brings down the shaft and says no. Moro is different. Why? Because Maisa's Milsa de Loshichi, in Stoma, most animals do have the gallbladder. It's not Mistav, it's going to happen. In Stoma, it is kosher. And we'll Choshi the Goinim Shita, for this will be Mekel Vatimo. Otherwise, in general, a person will Maisa will not be Mekel. That means you have a fundamental machlikis, Taz and Shach. What's the locho? When you have something that's a sovik deraiso, is timel maisa mut or not? It comes out that taz the maisa is mekel. Numas achonim want to go with him in taina by sovik deraiso, you can't taste it. Atzal hasheni, the shach, we're talking about the pitzker tshuva, says where place can go like the shach. The loch is no. The only reason by mori can go taste it is because milsal shichi mistomo, it's not that way. Otherwise, by sovik deraiso, a person cannot go taste it. Now, first, just to understand the side over here of the taz. Taz has a question now. He's saying by sovik deraisa you can taste. Kfeilo, you're not sure over here, is chelev treif inside your food? You're not sure. Go taste it. The sovik by deraisa. Go taste it. He just said by mori you can go taste it. And building from the case of mori says, you know what? Even something that's sovik, there's a maliach over here. The drisha wants to be machmer. He said, why be machmer? You're not sure if they sold the piece of meat. Go taste it with your tongue. The maisa go be mekel. So said the Taz, I'm Mekel by Moro, I'm Mekel by Sofik Mliach. So why not by Kfeil also? Go tell yourself, go taste it. It's a Sofik of a Deraiso. So he says, you know why? Because here by Kfeil, you need a Chila Mamish. A Chila Mamish. Kfeil is different. What does the Taz mean when you need a Chila Mamish? Also, there's Machlaikis, Lashitosa, what does that mean? The Prima Godom says that according to the Halacha Kfeil, what do you need? By a kveli, he says that Rivosh said you have to do what? A chilik mur, you have to swallow it. So what Taz says, a chila mamash, you know what it means? Rivosh. You have to swallow it. If the Taz is being making with his lotion, with your tongue, what does the Taz mean? It means whether you put it on your tongue with inside your mouth. Either way, a subject device can be makel. Any place you put it, whether you get it on your mouth or on your tongue, go in the Taz mutter of the Prima Godom. Kamal Yad Yudin Chavadas and others, they point out, you Prima Godom is Lishitosai. However, Lamaisa, we did not pass that way by Kfeila. Kfeila, the side of Achila Gmor, we did not hold that way. So, what does the Taz mean, Achila Mamish? It means tasting it with your mouth versus tasting it with your tongue. So, come out. So, when is the Taz being made called tasting with your tongue? Only with your tongue and not with your mouth. I mean, even the Taz is cool over here, is Mekel, on the Sabbath right, the Tima's Mutter, when is he being Mekel by? If you're going to say, is Mekel Sai in your tongue, Sai in your mouth? And the way how the Yad Yudah Chamadas, they want to say you're only being mekel, only on your tongue. The Shitosya, where they're coming from the Rivosh. Maisa, again, came along with Pesach Chuvah and says, most places disagree with the Taz, they go with the Shach. There's no heter at all in Tima by Sovak Deraiso. Now you could say, if so, the maskono, betaz has a chiddush over here, neither chilo mamish by kfeilo. Why is the kashub from the sugya of kfeilo? But it's a sugya of moro, the kaita slav of gliach. We don't mind the pasuk like the shach. If so, according to us, we need a chilo mamish by the sugya of kfeilo. Again, not kmino be by the 9 days. That means, does the shach agree to the taz's chumra of a chilo mamish? That means he does not agree to the skula of slav derived from Michael. But does he agree to the chumra they need a chilo mamish? The point of Alakur, the Shach does agree. Posh the Cheshbon, they say. What is the halacha point in Mechaber by the Sugya Kfeilo? When do we need a Kfeilo? The Shach says, Shach in the Mechaber, it's when the Shishim you still need Kfeilo. You need both. That means everyone knows what's Semchon Shishim. Still in that case, come along the Mechaber and says, need Kfeilo. What chances are the Kfeilo takes this over here? Not Mesapo. Come on, Achaya, or I was Semchon Shishim. So the case in the Mechab is no slow shicho. As Zachon the Shaideh points out, it's going even worse in the case tomorrow. No slow shicho with Slemechon Shishim. So if so, with Slemechon Shishim, and we need Kfeilo, so you have a kashi, even according to the Shach, why do we by tomorrow, over there, you have to come on no slow shicho, that to be Mekel, so we make over here also, it's no slow shicho. It's Shishim over here, still need Kfeilo. The Shaideh must be agrees to the Shach, the Taz is Chumbo over here. And he also needs a Chilamamish. What does Chilamamish mean? It's Machlokes. Prim Gan means swallowing it, according to Yad Vidin Chavadasa means inside your mouth. Sorry? Why can Muslim Shikha? Right. Why? They salt taste it. Alamai must agree they need a Chilo Mamish. Yeah. Like the Taz Chitch. By Kvela. Fine, so again, we went through now two levels. The level of a case of Vada Yisidaraiso, Kimo, we pass and also taste it. There's a case of Sovik Yisidaraiso, Machli Taz and Shach, Vikri, we pass like the Shach. Third level now, Fitzke Chuvah's case, when it brings down the Maiso, the Tzemach Tzedek and Yisidarabonim. New level over here, Yisidarabonim. It used to be they made soap, through with the case of Chelev and fats, they're put in salt, other things mixed inside. And the question is, they make the correct concoction or not. The way they go find out, they would taste it with their tongue. The question was, can you go do that or not? Come on with Tzemach Tzedek, and he says, the Maisa person can't go taste it. You can taste it. Now, that means he's being Mekel, Pashis, on any Ister Abolon, Timel is Motor. Timel is Motor. Why should it be Motor? Well, first let's ask you a question. Come on, the Neidibhidu and Shuvan says, we're saying Timel by the Abolon is Motor. The Loch and Simon Kuv Ches, if hey, we had brought down the Ist of Timo, Aloch Lamaito, the Ramah is discussing case of Stam Yayin. Stam Yayin is Ist Rabbonim. And on that case of Ist Rabbonim, the Ramah is saying this is Ist of Timo. Kashet, Tzemach Tzedek, versus the Marmokim, where it's brought down the Rivash, Aloch Lamaito, by the Ramah, like case of Stam Yayin, Ist Rabbonim. So there is different ways of answering the Be'er Yaakov, Sefer Be'er, 400 years ago, he wants to answer. That's true, the Maisa we make laundry abonim, except for Stam Yayin. Why? For example, the loch is in Simon Kuf Yedzayin by the case of Schoiro. You cannot do Schoiro with things that are Osir. Things that are Osir deraisa, but things that are Osir abonim, you can't do Schoiro with. So that's the loch except for Stam Yayin. Stam Yayin, we give it a get of a deraisa, instead of a get of a vodzaro, the chumu shaboy. And therefore, we mach on the sugi of Stam Yayin. Another example they point out that even according to the Sivis, calls that aloch by shegid rabbanon. There's no chiyuv tshuva. There won't be any timtum. It says a minchas alozer, but the case of stam yayin, a srach avoy dezara will be more machmir. Even give it the getter of timtum. So therefore, those want taina. The beetzem by rabbanon, the aloch is there is no din tima, no isa tima, except for the case of stam yayin. Asad sheni, the Rebbe disagrees. He says the ma'aser we have them all against it. And come along the amon, he wants a taina. The Rebbe wants to say that the case of tzemach tzedek, he agrees aloch lamaiso. What is nice in time of gum? Rabbanon is the mice of Imachmarin. Stam Yayin tastes wonderful. I'll be agreed to you, the Tzemach Tzedek, in your Kimta. Why in your Kimta? Your case it tastes horrible. It's nice time of gum. So first, sorry? It's a chiddush we're saying. We see the Shach and Pei Aleph, right? Is it a Kimta even by Rabbanon? Before it's a Shach already. The question you say it on a Shuggy to Rabbanon, which part of the Shach really sounds like also, yes. But he's saying that even if the Nesivis is a Timtum. Yeah? The Shach says it. The Shach.
That
the Shkolf is from 2 to 3. You have to, you know how these things work. So again, so we have one mahalach over here, and the Pesach Chu brings down the Benoy the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek is being makel by all the Rabbanans. All the Rabbanans. A second mahalach is Benoy the Behuda saying no, he's being makel only by the case of Noy Tamal of Kam. What's the svara for both of them to be makel? Each one coming from the avenue of the Rivosh. The reason why he makel according to the Noy of the Tzemach Tzedek in his father and all the Rabbanans is where is the side of the Isser? This is only the Rabbanan, Shem Yav Akhli. So it's a Rabbanan upon the Rabbanan. The Gzeil, we make on all the Rabbanans. That's the side of the B'nai, the Tzemach Tzedek from his father. A lot of places can go that way. The Rebbe's understanding, what's the Isser? Shem Yelva Ochlai. That's the Isser over here. A Kol Tik Rabbanan Ke'in Deraisa Tikkin. Where Stoish Tam Lafgam, there's no Gzeil, Shem Yelva Ochlai. Therefore, the Lumdis does not apply of Shem Yelva Ochlai, because it does not taste good. Therefore, we have two Malchim first. Is the side over here Gzeil, Gzeil, that's where we want to be Mekel? What the svara is, why Shem Yavah Akhli, and that's why the Nadiv Yudah, the Maisa wants to be Mekel. A step further, Kamal the Prichadosh, Pritayar, the Rechaim HaKadosh, he wants to know, once you go with the side of Shem Yavah Akhli, Nois Tam Lafgam, the Maisa can be eaten. So let's be Machmi, even with Nois Tam Lafgam. He said, if Tam Lafgam's case, I'll agree to it. You know why? Because not really Chilak Klal, at all. Not really Chilak Kelev, not really Chilak to anybody. So he wants to take even more than what the Nadiv Yudah said. Nadiv Yudah wants to be Mekel in all cases, Nois Tam Lafgam. He said, that's not enough. Well, I can circle so you can eat it.
Actually,
it'll be. What Chazal asked? He wants to even ask the things that are ready to be eaten. They did not ready to be eaten, then the Maisi wants to be Mekel. Brings on the Prima God, Malach Lamaisa, the Pretorian, and he ends up with the four Shita. The Pichodosh, that the Maisa Chazal Machmer, Leiflov, all the ones the Maisa Yapi Machmer. That means the gated Isra upon the four Shitas, Malach Lamaisa among the Achoinim. Either you have the get over here, the older Abonis, the Maisa Mutter, that's from the Tzemach Tzedek, the simple reading, or a second Malach from the Nebihuda, Nois Tam Lafkam, being made by the Abonis, a third Malach from the Pretorian, it's after something that's not really Chilak Klal. And the fourth malach, the Prim Gadol said, the machmer tavla bracha, like the pre-chodosh, the loch is like plug oy can be machmer. Now these are negate when it's iser to rabbanon. Negate to minig, we mentioned beforehand. Sounds like there could be that we're going to be mekel, and let a person eat, maybe even during the 9 days, and taste it. Could be. Nish lodu. Just to bring this clone now down to loch lamaisa, different cases bring it down practically. One case, the Issa Sheva Galti, that Isha says she wants to go to cooking classes with a place that the place is not Mahadrin. Kosher, but not Mahadrin. So they asked, Shmari Gross, can Maisa go to these classes over here? And she said she'll taste the food and spit it out. So it goes through as far as Taz, Pesach Tshuva, the Rivosh, different ideas over here. So I'm saying, Alpiswa, what? Stack is what you make over here. Maisa, maybe you can. He comes along and says to Maisa, for 3 reasons why I asked practically to be Machmer. Number one, he says that, first of all, the fact is they're going to eat it, and then maybe every time you're going to eat it, do it all the time, you're going to forget. Practically, you might forget. Aleph. Mazes, in front of people, it can be very hard for you to spit it out. You're a little bit embarrassed. Especially if an instructor sees you spit it out. Say, no, it tastes great. No. A little bit embarrassed. Voides points out, all these cases are, that's me, do not want to eat it. The case of tomorrow, the case of Malichal, the case of Kfeila, that's me, have no desire to eat it. All the cases, no interest in eating it. You know, the mice, better we want to, except something is blocking over here. Yesh Lodin, practically, and if better we want to be Machmer, he says, however, he goes on saying, let's say, Stam Bachum Balmo, then Echonami, the Sugi can be Mekel, you have to ask Rabbanu, you want to start with me. Then he goes to the Sugi over here. But again, he points out the story that maybe over here is worse, because better I want to eat it. We start claiming maybe to lead to another case, if I care. Something better I'm not even coming to taste. For example, Doylan likes discussing on Pesach, can they lick a stamp? Why? Can maybe behind it some flour to it, a fire of chometz, can you go lick it? No one discusses it during the year. Why not? Right, maybe there's a trait there, who knows? Anyone knows behind the stamp? What's going on over there? So there's a svar to Michalik and say, all these cases we mentioned over here were coming to taste, but not to eat. I want taste if there's a mora there. I want taste if there's a melich over there. I want taste the soap. I want tastings. Here, there's no interest at all. I came out of the Mitzvah Sugya Achshavei. I have no desire to taste it. Maybe there's a svara we have to say that no one asks a Te'imah when I'm not coming to do an act of Te'imah. There's no pool of Te'imah that I'm coming to go do. I might taste it. Who's that I can ask in this case? Te'imah is when I'm doing a pool of Te'imah. I'm not doing a pool of Te'imah. I'm licking the stamp. That's like you're saying, the Sugya Achshavei. I'm not eating it. When I'm eating Mitzvah Rafu, it's not a chila. Achshavei, why? Because different reasons. There's no Achshavei. I'm not doing a team over here. Which leaves the shell about toothpaste and mouthwash. That's the main hack in the Sugya here. What's the lacha by toothpaste? Make it simple. Toothpaste. Now first, what is the question again? Toothpaste? The Metzias. They say all toothpaste has glycerin inside. Glycerin is really a sweet-tasting object. Material over here. Tastes very good. Glycerin can be brought or made from two different things. It can either be made from vegetables, if it was kosher, no problem. Get involved there, it's all maybe true with some ices. And or it can be made from animals, which can be a case of trade. So there is a question, where is the glycerin coming from? Now I've asked around where is it coming from, and the company said very simple, whatever's cheaper, that's what we get. I spoke to Rav Cooper about it, he says it really depends upon the price of gas and petroleum. That's how they ship it. You have to find out how the market is. Based on gas, you can tell you what's the buying right now in the glycerin. Well, it's whether it's cheaper. That means you have a case over here of a Suffolk, Isser, Deraisa. The question is, can you use toothpaste without Ashkocha or do you need Ashkocha? So first, as far as they go with the Taz, you can start saying it's a Suffolk, Isser, Deraisa. My say is Mekel. Unless you have a Chilo Mamish. So according to the Taz, you can tell me it's Mutter. Have we had three problems with that Taz? Number one, the Shach says we don't paskin like the Taz, because the Teshuvah says the Menigah is like the Prima Godim, like the Shach, we don't paskin that the Imel Maiseh is Mutter by Suffolk Deraisa. Number two, even when the Taz, you the Shell, does it mean that with your tongue or inside your mouth? When the Yad, you do the Chavadas, the Maiseh is inside your mouth. And number three, the Sugi Yilin is going now, the Sugi of Chasar Nadir, Efshalev Ruei. You call up the company, you tell them you're allergic to animal derivatives, they will probably email you, and they'll be held up in court for at least in America. And they'll have a question over here, can you mavar and find out what they made the glycerin from? And therefore by echsor nedir, we'll not have the kula of a suffix. The whole of you that taz the mice, you won't have a heter. However, you start taking another avenue. Who over here is not really lachiva? Let's first go with toothpaste that has no taste to it, not the cherry flavored. Regular toothpaste does not have a good taste to it. So in that case, let's go through this for us. If we go with the Mahalach of Ister upon them, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, the Maaseh is Mutter. According to the Mahalach of Noyes Tam Lefgam, the Noyes Budo, the Maaseh is Mutter over here. If it's going with the Mahalach, it's not Roy Lachilo at all, they can start clearing. Is toothpaste Roy Lachilo or not? So people tell me, they go try to give it to a dog, they don't eat it. So the Maaseh, it's brought down in the Yitzchak Yikar of Nevensal, Mishbu and Simon Shin Chavav, Yisab Shalom Zalman, can I go give it to a dog? Go test. If things are well, actually, it's killer or not. He said, dog is man as ever for knocking. They have everything to go eat. They have all the garbage. Why in the world would they eat your toothpaste? But they have the whole world in front of them. You have no right from dogs. Sounds like a strange thing of Shalom Zalman is saying. I've never thought bringing it down. But the Sefer Imei Dava 200 years ago discussing the sugya of someone, a kid makes on Shabbos, Tzoya, on the floor. It's Tzoya Mokso. The Gemara says the Gius Lefenenu is that dogs eat soya. That's what the Gemara says. In fact, the Imri David told the Shmuel to bring down, but the mice they don't. So the Shtana Teva. Also, they changed. What? We changed. They changed. So you could start calling now, if so, what defines a Roi Lachilo? Do we go after Metis, what dogs could have eaten? Or do we go after what they do eat? I'm not clear exactly how to define Roi Lachilo now. But if you ask me, not Roi Lachilo, scholars, I'm not sure how to look at it. Could say it's not Roi Lachilo at all. When they get sick, does that mean not Roi Lachilo? We eat a lot of food that makes us sick. We enjoy it. That's not told to them, is it? We could say the Maisa, the Prima Godim ended off. That's true, that's not Roi Lachilo, that's the Pitoyar. The Maisa of a Machmetel Abrocha, Loi Plug to your Machmet at all. However, this idea of a Machmetel Abrocha was not Loi Plug. There are two reasons in Machalk why this case is Motum Kuli Alma. Because this is really a fourth case, a fourth level. Not Drabbanon, it's Suffolk Drabbanon. Who says, you might, again, we went through three levels. Deraisa, Suffolk Deraisa, and Drabbanon. Now it's a Suffolk Drabbanon, we're not sure what the glycerin is. Who says we have anybody that's being machmer over here? Va'idus were, that's what the Megillah Seif wants to tell you. Who says anyone's being machmer? A second thing is, oh, two things. First, the second thing is over here is that Maisa here not come due to Imo, like you said before, by that stamp.
Why all the something?
Because now we're no time of Kam. That's only no time of Kam. Might be solely no time of Kam. That's clear. And the second thing is, like you said before, and no one's coming to do to Imo. It's not like all the cases over here, we're coming to taste the mar, we're coming to taste the salt, the soap over here. We're coming to brush our teeth. We're not coming to do an act Imo. Who said to be Mafu over here? Now, isn't a self Efshlavure? Who says you have to do an Efshlavure on a Makwatola Bracha? That's all we're really left with. Freeman got Makwatola Bracha on two swords, why not? Yishlavim. Starkest word to say, don't have to fire something that's Tola Bracha. Okay, maybe it's too for Dashkofa, but that's Alpi Cheshman Malokh, which is not in the Chorbi this come over here. Right now it's called unflavored. I said right now unflavored. Didn't get a flavored yet. Didn't get the chip. So mint, I'm not sure. Unflavored or sherry. Let's make it simple. Maybe get the mint in between. So that's first the Torah Shaboy. My
Torah. The Korah the Achila makes enough mean as an Achila. Can you find a Gabi Broche?
By Achila, yes.
You find a Gabi Broche, if you don't make a Broche on it, you're doing it for a cool. You find a Gabi Amaita Achila, Gabi Machol Tathuris, that if you're not doing the same. If you see, I think following the pillow.
If you eat things for a fool, then we have a shell of Akshavay. That's a sugar, right? That means Roy Lachilo. You're not doing the same Achila. That's a sugar of Akshavay. When things are nice, some of Gam, the whole of us. Here, there's no time to come, so we don't.
In Kuf Kimmel, you don't have that.
Do you get a Kuf Kimmel? In Kuf Kimmel, without Akshavi, there's no Isser to go taste things. Akshavi makes the Isser.
There's no Akshavi by putting something in your mouth.
Could be. Again, that's all the case over here. Again, we're talking about. We're discussing the Raisa, this is the Abonim. Who says we have Isser over here? A lot of my Isser, this forum, the first one discussed this question in the Hartzvi, but look at the Kimdi discussing over there. He's writing the case where the Isser in itself is Nois Tam Lefkam. Our case, Isser is Glissu in itself is Nois Tam Leshvach. So as far as he goes through the Piskachuv and the Taz and the Sforas over here, and he might see the Mekel, but the Kint is not exactly the same as the Kint by us. The Meister that come along the Vigna from Moshe's Mekel, Shon Tzum Baloko, Yak Kamnetsky, and others. The Glissu is Treif. It's coming from Fast. The thing that the treif is sweet, and we mix things inside and make it lefgam. Now, there is a Yaakov Netzki. You want to say another reason why you only need bits of roid, not shishim. And the way they explain the Yaakov is because he understands that most things in the toothpaste were not roid lachilo, stamazoi, papayel. Therefore, Rabbels and others want to say that's not the mitzvah. It's manazeh. Most ingredients are roid lachilo. But if you're back to call shishim, so like his far to Michael. Maisi, look around among the swarm. The Ika, most swarm, Malachim come along, based upon the Sigavir. Maisi, to be Michael. Those who are Machmer do not exactly explain where they're coming from. So you fine, look around, those are in swarm, but the Maisi, it seems to be that most swarm, the Maisi, are Michael. And the Shtak is far. Very simple again, why? It's a Sophic in the Rabbonim of Isser. So since over here it's a case of only tasting it, a team of the Rabbonim of Sophic, could be able to Maisi agree that it's Mutter. That's again when it's not flavored. When a case where it is flavored, my daughter, when she was 1 year old, she didn't have any teeth to brush, and still she wanted to brush her teeth because she loved the cherry taste, and she would swallow it. My kids right now, they brush their teeth all the time, mice they swallow it. Mice they enjoy it. So when it is flavored, in that case, when you get your kids to go brush their teeth, the whole sugar doesn't apply anymore. That's discussing the sugar of Timo, discussing the sugar of Achilo. We're discussing the sugar of Achilo, Avada, the correct thing is going to be Machmer. Avada is partially that way, you have to be Machmer. That mitzad timo mitzad this sugyo. This is a side question they do ask. A side sugyo is mitzad the sugyo of sicha kishtiyo. The interesting case is in need of discussing. The person when he drinks something, shtiyas kachilo. The person anoints himself. It's sicha kishtiyo, like eating something. Tais is a vada not. It's not ma'is achilo. Ma'is the chol come upon it, and the lochin simin shincha vav in arachaim. Taz brings down loch lema'iso. The goin says we're a machmer. Sicha gestir and Mishbuah says in Bialocho, noch in Lochish. Sicha gestir. If they get involved with all our soap spins, man is there, how in the world do you ever wash all the soap? There might be trait inside. And can you do it? The type is macho, you never wash himself with soap, you use the rack. Point. The question is, Loch Lamaiso, if so, when you brush your teeth, you start playing when you brush maybe your teeth, not something that's Valeo. We brush our gums also. That's my dentist tells me. It's good for your gums. Of course, one you have a baya of sicha kishti over here. The bia loch over here. So it's not that the new mitzvah is, but it's actually the simple way of answering it to say over how the matzaliyo goes or fell. He wants to tell you, first of all, the idea to remach masicha kishtiyo. Mishmu himself said the minig is not like him. He said, nochin lochosh, but the minig of Maisha is not like him, Allah. Second is the Urcha Shulchan says the only time to remach masicha kishtiyo is dafku, which is noish tam lashvach. Kesicha is like shtiyo, it has to be lashvach, the shtiyo, the sicha also. If the shtiyo will be lefgam, then we won't be machma in the sicha. And therefore, all ourselves is toothpaste. Is lefgam. Third, he wants a taino, negate to toothpaste. He left the sovik over here. In a sovik, the chumah sich reshtiyah, the minig of ma'is is to be mekel, in no son of gam. Who says so? The ma'is is mekel for that reason. Not to worry about his case, negate to toothpaste. The second one is no son of gam, we don't have the chumah sich reshtiyah. One, who says we paskin, for like Taishas. The Mishabu says that's the minig. Second, no son of gam, void the case of a sovik. Now, there's halacha, and then there's what to go do practically. Two different yonim l'chora. Halacha ma'isa, you learn the cheshbon, the sugya l'chora should be more to go buy toothpaste than hashkocha. Ma'isa, I just came from Ma'an Alpayim. I went to go check it out, see what we have over here. In America, people buy all the time things that are not kosher by toothpaste. Over here, I found one brand, the whole shelf over there was not hashkocha on it. So the question is practically, what to go do? You have all these options in front of you. Rav Shechter, the OU, he writes about this idea, toothpaste in the body, it's more. For me, it's Tayyub. It's not worth the loch and Simpe Aleph when they brought down the Pez, Osla Dabe Mashchino, that Meister Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to nurse Magoi, which is Mutter, 100%. Pez, Osla Dabe Matoiro, to put straight inside the mouth. So it might not be the Chilik of Zihiris and Zirizis in Mesil Shorm. It might not be Nikias. Who is Nichon together of Hasidus? For me, it's Tayyub. It's still the correct thing. If you tell me for health reasons, you have to have a certain toothpaste, 100%. That's true. But otherwise, if it's all in front of you, that the same options, why take one over another? And before the correct and hog is to make sure that the toothpaste that you go buy might have ashkoko. Let's buy toothpaste. Yes, some of them do, some of them don't. Know that. To go to America, I've been to stores, the Colgate, some do, some don't. They can be side by side. Depends which ones. See, you should go look. They do. In America, they do. In Manchester, I know, cause they come from Manchester. They have MK over here. They come from England. And they have America. They do. Now, again, just why not? It's the same company, the same thing. You don't make a difference. You might as well, especially the flavored ones. I don't hear any heter at all. That's mamash achilo. Again, the one that was, I assume, I'm not paying. The one that didn't have ashkocha was Tom and Jerry that was flavored. That was the one that didn't have ashkocha. I don't understand.
You mentioned
you kissed the flavor and you kissed the flour. Yeah. And that's flour. Flavor only does it. So, let's get next case. Case the mouthwash. The pashas I'll be sore. Come to Muswarm and say the same exact sugyo. Same reason to your medical. There's Tamil Kam, Narwar Lachilo, it's only stuff got bottom over here. Side the Taz, Side the Shat, Tamil Tedek, that if you do the mice, should be mutter. Therefore, Scheinberg. And others, Forrest, of Rousseau Reisman, of Goldstein, others come along and say, Mice the same sugyo. Kamal Grabelsky says a massive chiddush over here. Negate to mouthwash, which negate to your minty idea of a toothpaste. We want to tie them, why do people take certain mouthwashes? Because this one makes them feel more refreshed. More refreshed. He wants to tie them that nichol negate of achilo. So this is an act of achilo. I want to feel the taste in my mouth. Feeling the taste in my mouth is a sugyo of achilo shavoy. Not sure where he got it from. Not clear where he's saying this concept from. The chiddush over here. And if you want to know, all mouthwashers have this problem. He says, the oilam doesn't do it. He says, the oilam are not hashkochas. You know, the oilam does a lot of things as well. We don't follow what the oilam does over here. So he writes the mice of the listerine, the natural one, the old one, the mice is fine, the other ones have a problem. But he has the idea of feeling refreshed. The evil, let's say, a toothpaste that has mint, you want to feel refreshed, Kuadim will have the same problem. Again, you can argue the point. I hear Stack to argue. I'm not clear where he's getting from. I have no rise against him either. Except those who equate toothpaste to mouthwash.
Is mouthwash worse because of the way you use it?
For what? You rinse around and spit out. Same idea of brushing your teeth. What's the difference where in your mouth? Once you go with inside your mouth,
you rub around your teeth.
It goes everywhere.
You rub around your teeth.
And your gums.
Your
palate certainly tastes it. It's your palate
taste it.
Your palate?
I mean, if you taste it, you don't taste it.
That's
not
tasting it.
It wasn't the way of brushing
the
teeth.
My dentist 2 weeks ago gave me mousse after brush more, so maybe I don't do enough. I don't know.
No,
I think
if you do
it
without tasting it, you'd be okay with that.
So you want to tell people go buy non-shkochel because you might be able to, because I can't say that to my mom. Again, luckily you can start clearing. Again, the correcting is certainly not. Again, I went to the stores, all the mouthwashes, all of them have a nice shkochel over here, not in America. The mice should go buy the ones. But that's the correct thing. Allah, I can hear the cheshbon. Why should we mutter? The answer of this question in Chelik Yud, he also says to build sugyas upon a terim, bekvias bechayim, as bittul as noifam lakam. Then you might be right. That's not what we do. That's not the correct anhaga. That's not the correct thing to go do over here. Just to end off, in last case, negeir to Pesach. Now, the swarm over here, the Knei Boisim, or the Tzi, and the Chachani says Pesach should be the same halacha. Not where lechila, even not lekelev. I don't know what Kelvin is referring to. The mice is mutter. Mutter. Mice here, most from the mice came along to be machmer. Now, if you read them slowly, it's not mitzvah the sugyo. It's not Pesach. Everyone knows you have chum is a Pesach. And hog is a Pesach. The more brings down the Yishalmi that we have things that love after we make sense that mothers make us go do. But that's only have the anhoga, and that you see all around on Pesach. Everyone only buys toothpaste and mouthwash, mice with a shkakal. And therefore, the correct thing that everyone mice does on Pesach is to make sure that it's roi lachilo. Now, sorry, we had that shkocha to it. Just to wrap up, question on the Rabbanut question. Rabbanut has a question on the sugya over here. The question is very simple. What's the halacha of timo? That's what I ask. What's the halacha of timo? So really, it's very simple. Just wrap it off. There are three levels over here on the page. There's a level of deraiso, level of sub deraiso, level of rabbanon. Level of deraiso, they want the rivosh to put down their amon and simi kufchet. Sepei. Maisis Osir is Drabonim Shimmy over Ochlai. The case of the Savag Deraiso, they want is the Taz brings down the Maestri Makel to Agra and the Grisha, except by Kvela, why you need a Chila Mamish, clicks what a Chila Mamish means. Masha Enke in the Pesach Chuva says, we pass on the Pim Lagodim and the Shaft, the Maisis is still Osir. The third level of Pain is Drabonim, was for Alokho, that we have the Pesach Chuva on the page, brings down Maslakis. But the name of the Tzedek, with the name of that by the soap can be make, the question is why can we make away the case of the soap? Are we make why can it do a bonon and be exil exil we make all? And we tell Shemi Yavva Ochlein, and only by nice time of Gam we make all, if the Prima Gam came along and said, the Machmer, Tavla Bracha, then all cases.